So can you tell me about the whole arrangement today, who you are, what your company is, and why you've brought everyone here for Coding for Kids?
So I'm Katie Beale, and I run a company called Caper with Rachel Caldicott, and we called ourselves, we work with disruptive thinking and digital innovation, and one of the programs that we run is called Culture Hack. And the idea of Culture Hack is looking at cultural organisations, arts organisations, and hacking their data, hacking their ideas. But when we
Can I just clarify for people out there who maybe don't know about hack? Hack is a good thing.
Yes, when we talk about a hack, we're not talking about hacking into banks, we're not talking about hacking newspapers, phones, any of those things. We're talking about the word hack just meaning it's a new way to look at things and experiment and innovate. So with Culture Hack, we bring lots of different types of people together in a room to talk about stuff and to create stuff. So as a concept, we know that works really well because that's brought together people across the creative culture and technology sectors together to work on new things, do rapid prototyping, come up with new ideas, and really to look at the different assets and values that people have across their sectors and the work that they do, and to start up new networks and new conversations. So from that background, I met up with Emma from Rewired State, who also run Hack Days, but for people like the government and the Guardian and things like that. And we met up basically to have a chat saying we both do similar work, it would be interesting, maybe there's some crossover. And one of the immediate topics of discussion that came up was this stuff around coding for kids. We both have children ourselves, but then we were also very aware, being avid Twitter users and reading the newspapers, of how much debate there was going on around these topics. So we were like, well, what can we do to harness this, to really sort of get this momentum continuing to move and get people doing things? And we said, well, let's get people together, and we'll put an evening event on that's like a bar camp, and people can come and choose their own topics to talk about. We might bring some interesting people in to spark off the conversation, but essentially we're saying that we know you guys are really interested in this. We're just giving you the space and time and connections to make it work. So that's why we've brought everyone here today. And what we're hoping is all of the debates and discussions that are happening right now as I'm speaking on things like Lego Mindstorms and mobile coding and artificial intelligence and how to get parents to code as well, will come out of people saying, right, well, from this evening, I'm going to pledge to do something. I'm going to make an action. From here, I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going to write a blog about it. And we're going to try and collate all those. So if we can get, say, like 100 pledges of people saying we're going to do these things, then we think that would be a really good success. And we would like to revisit it in about 3 months' time and say, well, where are we at? Have we done these things? Who needs prodding? Do we need to come together again? Who else needs inviting? I know there's loads of people who would have liked to have been here today, but capacity-wise, we can only have so many people. So we know that there's loads of interest around the topic, and I hope the debate will continue.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.